Pope Benedict XVI today delivered his State of the World address to members of the diplomatic corps credited to the Holy See. Chris Altieri reports.
The Holy Father's reflections opened with an invitation to view the events marking the course of history through the lens of the Incarnation.
La naissance du Christ dans la pauvre grotte de Bethlehem.
Turning to the Middle East and particularly the Holy Land, the Pope expressed hope that with the decisive commitment of the international community, the ceasefire in the Gaza Strip will be reestablished and that the negotiations for peace will resume. Pope Benedict said wholehearted support must also be given to dialogue between Israel and Syria and in Lebanon to the current strengthening of institutions. The Holy Father encouraged Iraqis to rebuild without discrimination on the basis of race, ethnic group, or religion. He also said tireless efforts must be made to seek a negotiated solution to the controversy concerning Iran's nuclear program.
Pourtant, le regard sur le grand continent asiatique. Je constate avec préoccupation.
In Asia, Pope Benedict praised the new negotiations for peace in Mindanao in the Philippines, as well as the new direction being taken in relations between Beijing and Taipei, and called for a political solution to the conflict in Sri Lanka. The Pope said Christian communities in Asia desire to contribute fully to the life of their countries and demands the full application of the principle of religious freedom.
J'aurai la joie de rencontrer beaucoup de frères et sœurs.
Ahead of his first visit to Africa as Pope, the Holy Father expressed particular concern for the plight of Africa's children, especially in Congo. The Pope asked political leaders on the national and international levels to take every measure necessary to resolve the current conflicts and to put an end to the injustices which cause them.
Je désire également m'arrêter un moment sur l'Amérique latine.
Turning his attention to Latin America, the Pope called for a reform of immigration laws and policies more in line with the dignity of the human person and the family. He praised the overriding commitment shown by some governments toward reestablishing the rule of law and waging an uncompromising battle against the drug trade and political corruption.
Fixons notre regard sur Jésus.
Pope Benedict concluded, saying, "Let us fix our gaze on Jesus, the lowly infant lying in the manger." He tells us that fraternal solidarity between all men and women is the royal road to fighting poverty and to building peace. I'm Chris Altieri.